watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Gutin. Today's half-day parliamentary sitting might have satisfied the constitution, but has political turmoil truly been avoided? Joining us on the line to discuss this further, we have UMNO Youth Chief, Dato' Dr. Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki. Good evening, Ashraf. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Are you satisfied that all the country got at this critical time was a 43-minute parliamentary session?
Well, I think the most important thing, we have seen that we have managed to fulfill the requirement of the Constitution to hold the parliamentary session, even though it's only one day. Due to what the government has actually explained, we want to avoid any potential the COVID-19 pandemic. But the most important thing, I think we should think positively that we have another session in July that we can debate whatever that we feel the thoughts of the people that need to be brought out in the parliament. But most importantly, I think we have to take note seriously of what the Malaysian King has actually, Yang di-Pertuan Agong has actually warned us against resorting to hostility and slander. And in fact, he has, Yang di-Pertuan Agong has actually given us a very important message that we should, the politician, especially the honourable members of Dewan Rakyat, should always display maturity in politics and do not revert the country to a situation of political turmoil.
Ashraf, I do want to ask you this, though. You know, the
one problems and difficult future.
Right. One of the concerns, Ashraf, is that the reason for the shortening of the parliamentary session, not just from the from the normal sitting to one day, but in fact shortening the one day, not even having the supplementary bills tabled today for some sort of discussion or first reading, was a fear of Dr. Mahathir's vote of no confidence. Do you agree that that was one of the prime reasons why the parliamentary sitting of a day was shortened to just half a day, to 43 minutes?
No, it's okay. Let us all focus on the problem at hand. The country is facing the pandemic, COVID-19. And we have to address this issue first.
But Ashraf, around the world, many countries are facing this. Democracies are facing the same problem. They have managed to organize parliamentary sittings for a long enough period, including debating and tabling legislation that's specifically to deal with the COVID-19 problem.
Agreed. You have the point that we still have the second parliament session, the meeting which is scheduled to sit for 25 days in July, if I'm not mistaken, July 13 to August 27. So we still have time. And I think the session today is just to fulfill the constitutional requirement. I think that is the first the priority that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And of course, meanwhile, we still have the second parliament session in July. And during that session, I think the opposition can always table the motion of no confidence towards against the Prime Minister.
Right. Coming back to this sitting, Ashraf, what majority do you believe Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin enjoys in Parliament?
I think as we have witnessed in the morning, it's very clear now that the government has only a slim majority, I think about 114, just exceeding additional two member of parliament.
So this majority of two, Ashraf, does the margin of this majority matter to the Prime Minister's legitimacy? Does it inhibit his ability to govern?
Of course. That's why I think the message by the King is very important, because at the moment we have to avoid any potential political turmoil, because with the current state of condition in which the government is facing today, especially we can see the government is not strong. With a slim majority, of course, at any time the government can actually be challenged by the opposition, and we can face another situation of political turmoil. But the most important thing, we have to think about rakyat, and we have to think the priority at hand. The most important thing is for the people to be assured that their interests are put priority, especially in facing this pandemic.
But this is the Ashraf. So this priority. Sorry, can I interrupt you? This priority, does it apply to the states as well? We just seen the fall of Kedah, and there's a promise of maybe more states falling to the Perikatan Nasional. I mean, does this principle of avoiding turmoil only apply at the federal level, or does it also apply at the state level?
No, it goes to, it is not only at the federal level, it also applies to at the state level. That's why the most important thing, we cannot give a wrong signal to the market, especially when we are going to do whatever it takes to manage and recover the economy after post-COVID-19. Especially, we want to ensure the trust and confidence of the foreign investors, the local investors, domestic investors towards our market. And in order to do that, we need to ensure the politics, the situation, the stability of our country in terms of political stability must be rest assured. So these are the things which I think we need to put priority at the moment.
Yeah, I just want to come back to something that happened over the weekend. Perikatan Nasional signed an MOU over the weekend. UMNO, as part of Barisan Nasional, as well as five other parties, pledged to, I quote, ensure a good, inclusive and world-class system of governance. Can you shed some light as to what you mean by this?
Yeah, the most important thing, we need to understand that this government was formed due to the fact that we were facing with political turmoil. And for UMNO in particular, we took a rather a bold step, try to avoid our own interests by supporting Tan Sri Muhyiddin, who is coming from it is not coming from UMNO. It comes from PPVM, Bersatu. And we supported them. We supported him in order to ensure that the country will not continue to face the political turmoil, which affect the whole nation, and especially the rakyat. And based on that, we have to understand that this government is not a strong and solid government. In order to make sure the stability of this government continue, especially in facing various forms of challenges, in particular COVID-19, we need to form, a concrete coalition, especially among the members of parliament who have already agreed to support Tan Sri Muhyiddin as the Prime Minister.
Right, so Ashraf, one of the things that the Perikatan Nasional doesn't seem to have, as its predecessor, was a manifesto, right? And this was admitted by some of the
Perikatan Nasional.
Yeah, so the question is Perikatan Nasional, is part of the Perikatan Nasional platform a fight against corruption? Are you against?
Hold on for a minute. Okay, let us talk about the fundamental. The fundamental of Perikatan Nasional is that it is actually a coalition of member of parliament representing various parties that work together to make sure the government remains stable, and we support the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to form this government in order for us to continue the governing of the people. So in order to ensure that, we need to form a kind of concrete understanding among the parties who are involved in forming this government. Because, as I mentioned, Perikatan Nasional is not like PH, Pakatan Harapan, which is a registered party. It is not like Barisan Nasional, a registered party. But it is just a loose coalition.
What does that mean to work together for the government to remain stable? What does that mean, actually?
Because the most important thing now, the rakyat cannot be, at the risk of this political turmoil that could and may happen for a second time. Because as we have observed and we have witnessed, the government is only having a slim majority. So in order to make sure to instill the trust and confidence, not only to the people, but also to the outsiders, to the investors, to make sure that the economy can run smoothly after the coronavirus pandemic, we need to make sure that the government, the political stability is there. So that is actually the reason why we need to form a kind of understanding. And we have to, we have agreed to come up with MOU so that we have a very clear mandate by all the political parties to support this government until the next GE15. And in doing so, we need to make sure that all aspects, the principles of governance, the principles that actually put priority of the interest of rakyat need to be adhered and need to be upheld.
Ashraf, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight and for answering our questions. We really appreciate your time. After this, we're going to take a quick break. After this, we'll hear from Liu Chin Tong of DAP. So stay tuned to consider this.